Backyard Sportsline on WBAL and WBAL.com. And right now we're joined by the sports business reporter for the Baltimore Sun, Chris Corman. Chris, how are you?
I'm doing well, thanks.
Well, I appreciate you being on, and I do want to talk about the story really yesterday, and it's died down some, but one you wrote about, I guess, which came from another publication, the Sports Business Journal, about the Orioles and Masson and the Orioles owner considering an offer from Fox Sports to sell the television network Masson. What's the latest on that?
Well, you know, the Orioles flatly denied it yesterday, and there really hasn't been any movement since then. You know, the Sports Business Journal is obviously really tied into the back end of this process. You know, they would have network sources, and, you know, for a publication like that to stick to a story, you know, they obviously feel that they really have something there. The Orioles, Alan Rifkin, their lawyer, has told us there have been no discussions. Certainly no offer made, and that Masson is not for sale. So, you know, it's one of those frustrating modern media situations where you just kind of have to wait to see how it plays out, see which side was right. But, you know, it certainly seems like, I mean, it's a billion-dollar commodity. I'm sure that there are probably some talks going on at most times, you know, especially with how volatile the market has been for TV properties, especially those with sports rights. So, you know, for right now, we're just kind of waiting and seeing how it plays out.
And the reporter for the Sports Business Journal that broke this story, he's a reputable guy, and that's a reputable publication, correct?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, John Arendt, and he actually, before he went to the Sports Business Journal, worked specifically for a publication covering cable networks, you know, and the cable TV industry. So he's very plugged in there, and they have high standards for what they would run using anonymous sources. You know, this is not one person saying, oh, you know, we heard this. It's people who have some knowledge of what's going on.
Chris Corman from the Baltimore Sun with us here on WBAL. We're talking about the rumor, the report that the Orioles have had some negotiations to sell Masson. And even if there were negotiations, to be fair about this, that means very little. People call all the time about properties. That doesn't mean you're deeply involved in any sort of deal to that end. People can throw around numbers, but until both sides are taking a negotiation seriously, it means very little.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you know, it's the funny thing where everyone always asks, are the Orioles for sale? You know, a baseball team doesn't put a for sale sign in center field. You know, this is
right.
These properties are always for sale, just depending on how much somebody wants to pay. You know, Peter Angelos is notoriously stubborn and clearly wants to hold on to the team for a while, has shown no indication that he's making moves towards selling it. You know, but I'm sure that he's, as a businessman, he's listening and speaking with people and sort of gauging how much both the team and the network are worth at any given time. You know, that's just due diligence on the part of a baseball franchise owner. So, you know, right now I think, you know, there may be some talks, but whether they've gone anywhere is, I guess, you know, what the Orioles are saying, hey, somebody might have called us, but we have not engaged in any actual negotiations.
Here's the thing, Chris. For the Orioles, the value of the club, like for any other major league club, is with, in this case, the television network. Let's say that property is worth $1 billion. I don't know what's left as far as the overall value of the Baltimore Orioles. I don't see what the profitability of keeping the club and separating it from the television network would be for the team. Why not keep it as one entity and then maybe one day sell it off altogether and make a really big kill compared to what you actually paid for the club? I just don't get what it would do for Peter Angelos to sell that separately other than to provide him with that cash on the spot. But even then, it's not $1 billion. You're paying taxes on it, and then you're splitting the leftovers with the Washington Nationals 2/3 to 1/3, correct?
Right. I mean, this is Peter Angelos' major stroke of business acumen since owning the Orioles. You know, a sports team is always going to gain value, and certainly the Orioles have, from what he paid, I think $173 million. And, you know, he'll get double that or maybe even more than double that. But really, having this TV rights deal where he gets to own some of the national TV rights and the network that has them, you know, that's really the move that he's going to be remembered for as a businessman. And so, you know, divesting midway through just really to appease Major League Baseball and the Nationals is just not something that would be in his character. I mean, that's not something that Peter Angelos has shown he would be likely to do. I mean, he's a hard-nosed businessman, and he's going to want to get the best deal he can out of this.
Chris Corman from the Baltimore Sun with us here on WBAL. If we could go over some hypotheticals here, I'm really curious about it. Of course, you know, the Dodgers just sold their television rights for some $6 billion for a 25-year deal with Fox. In a scenario like that, does the club still get any sort of revenue from the television deal, whether it's a percentage of the commercials that are run or who's a part of the broadcast? Do they still get to, I would think, you know, sell their season ticket packages and whatever big events they have coming up at the ballpark? Do they still have any involvement if a deal ever were to happen for the Orioles or any other club? Are they totally cut out of the deal at that point and they just get whatever comes back with them financially in a deal like that?
Yeah, I would doubt it. I would think that there'd be some crossover of the business operations, you know, the where the team would have input in how the network is run and how the broadcasts are run. You know, I mean, these teams love to be able to put their guys in the booths, and I mean, it's always going to be a hometown message coming from the booths and from the broadcast field. It's always going to be a marketing extension. So, you know, I think there would be some control there. And obviously teams would retain the ability to sell tickets and most of the things that happen at the park. But the money from the network is purely just giving those rights over because a company like Fox can do so much more with the broadcast rights. I mean, the reason they're interested in Masson is you watch Masson. It does not have any advertising really to speak of. It may not have the best deal with carriers as far as how much Masson is getting per customer, you know, getting the carriers to pay them. Now, Fox is a big bully. You know, Fox has other networks that people want, and so they can force better prices there.
And they'd be able to syndicate some of their other programmings in this market.
Sure.
And they would have, probably, is my guess, because they have the capital to do it, they probably purchase other local entities and have more programming, more local programming and more regional programming on this theoretical station.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you know, Fox owns a 49% interest in the Yankees network now. They own 49% of the Big Ten network, which is means something now that Maryland's in the Big Ten. So they have all of these different things that create synergy. So that's why for them, they can pay a big number for this, and they're going to be able to extrapolate that down the road and make much more off the property.
Well, I have to admit, Chris, I laughed when a group went to buy the Los Angeles Dodgers for some $2 billion, but I guess I'm the fool in this one. And then I think people in sports realize this, as popular as the National Football League is and as profitable and potentially as sellable as those organizations are, baseball is charging hard based on these local television rights to be as profitable, and the potential total sale of these 30 clubs could be just in line with the National Football League, if not more so.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it all comes down to how much content they have. I mean, a Major League Baseball team has 162 games at least that really matter. And when you're an advertiser, I mean, that's why these sporting rights are so, they've just gone up so much even since Masson was conceived of. It's one way to get people to sit down and watch live television. I mean, very few of us sit down and watch sitcoms in live time and then put up with the commercials. We're DVRing or we're watching on demand or watching on the computer or the iPad or what have you. And so advertisers know that sporting events are the one way that people are sort of stuck. You know, they might run to the fridge and get a beer, but they're going to catch some commercials. So the value really is there. And Major League Baseball has more to offer than anyone just purely from a time standpoint.
Fascinating stuff. Really fascinating. Chris Corman covers sports for the Baltimore Sun. He's on top of the story about this report out of the Sports Business Journal that there have been some talks between the Baltimore Orioles and Fox to sell Masson, which right now the Orioles, to get it out there, are flatly denying. So we'll continue to monitor it, but we do appreciate your time today, Chris. Thank you.
Hey, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
That's Chris Corman. We're back with more next here on WBAL.